This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The maximum for the minimum. Is that what TJ Maxx says? You get the max for the minimum? Well, that's probably the case the way we could describe the DJV show as well. You get the max for the minimum. Lots of info, lots of attitude. Jennifer's got an attitude. Man, has she got an attitude. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Ah! Attitude. Wow. And Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Well, she had a good night's sleep, so she probably got a pretty good attitude today. I have a good attitude. Always have a good attitude, at least according to me. I have a good attitude. So let's leave it for you to decide. What are we doing here? I guess we better get started with the United Nations. Dun, 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 dun. Is everybody there? If you're anybody who's anybody is at the UN today. Is that right, Jennifer?
That seems to be it, yes.
All right. How come I'm not there? You're not there. What's the story with that?
Would you want to be? Have you seen how New York is when the UN's in session?
Yes, I have. I've been there.
It's a mess. Come on. That's the New Yorkers just, that's the worst time, any time of the year. There is nothing worse than when the UN is in session and if you're a New Yorker. Everything gets messed up.
Everything.
The traffic, the subways, everything. It's the whole city just like comes to a grinding halt. It's terrible.
I've done programs, I think, 3 or 4 times on this day. I've been at the UN, the United Nations, doing radio programs. And it always is eye-opening to see who's wandering around and to see what puffery there is there. You know, we think that there's puffery, waste, fraud, corruption in our government. If you compare it to the UN, we're like amateurs. The UN is the most fraudulent, wasteful, unfortunately, it's there to do good. I mean, that's the good thing. But unfortunately, it is collaborated by people that come from countries where corruption is the name of the game. And the number of people and what they do, there's the high commissioner of this and the high commissioner of that. And it's like it's really pretty amazing to look at it if you didn't realize that the United States pays for most of what goes on there. All right. Having said that, Jennifer, what's going to be accomplished today?
Well, today is the day that President Trump will address the general session of the UN, and I think there's a lot of tension, a lot of speculation, because a couple of things are going on. First, you've got Iran that's in town, and they will be there, and this is expected to be
the leadership, not the whole country, just the leadership.
Right, not everybody's here.
No, okay.
Yeah. But President Rouhani is here, and he is going to be listening in the chamber as President Trump says that he is the leading state sponsor of terror. And Trump's expected to call out Iran, basically, during this speech. And so Iran will be sitting there listening to all of this. And already the tension between our country and their country and their country and the rest of the world is pretty high at the moment. So that's of note. It's also going to be interesting because President Trump has this thing going on now with Ukraine and what's coming from that. According to reports, some are saying that President Trump held back funds from Ukraine. If that is true, that's a real problem for the president. If it's not, then it'll probably be a problem for Democrats. Now we just see where this is going to crack and where it falls down the middle. And if President Trump is going to escape unscathed, or if Joe Biden will escape unscathed, or maybe both of them, we'll take each other down. Who knows? If you haven't heard the story, Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, have had allegations. There have been allegations that Joe Biden has helped his son using the office of the vice president for a long time. These are not new allegations. They've been talked about for the last several years. And in fact, Joe Biden is actually on tape talking about how he got the equivalent to our attorney general fired who was investigating his son, Hunter Biden, at the time. All of that is going on. President Trump hears about this. When the new Ukrainian president is sworn in, President Trump calls and does this congratulatory call with him. Now, he did talk about Joe Biden on the call. He did talk about this corruption on the call. if he said, you will not get money because unless you give me dirt on Joe Biden, that's going to be a problem for President Trump. If he said, hey, did you hear this story about Joe Biden? Can you check into it? That won't necessarily be a legal problem or an impeachable problem.
Hey, right. Mr. President. Hey, leader of you. Hey, give us a little.
It all depends on whether he was trying to withhold something or not. So. Mm-hmm. The transcripts would probably answer that question, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Mm-hmm. We spent 5 minutes on this. What's new today from yesterday on this?
On the whistleblower?
Yeah.
Basically, that Trump has denied it, that the White House wants to release the transcripts, and that the New York Times is now reporting that he put a hold on military aid before the call.
Yeah.
We don't know if that's true.
Before
but we also.
The call.
Right,
so
and that would be a problem. That would be a huge problem.
But it would be a huge problem if he did it before.
Right. If he put it as a quid pro quo, basically. It depends on what he said to Ukraine. So we'll see. This is all stuff that's very provable, and it's all stuff that'll be released if the transcripts are released. And the other thing that was released yesterday afternoon is that the whistleblower wasn't even on the call. So there's... The problem is that we all report on a lot of hearsay. We need to make sure that we're reporting on what's really happening. And with stories like this, people
hearsay.
Twist it. Yeah.
Okay. Does Trump use Mantan?
You mean self-tan? What is Mantan?
Well, the stuff that makes your skin look tan all the time.
He's
spray tan.
He's got an orange Mantan. Glow, so I don't know if
an orange glow.
I don't know if he, like, uses a... tanning booth?
I think he uses... Well, he does have a tanning booth in the White House, I heard. But
really?
I think that he... Yeah, I think that
that's
he...
Cool.
He also had one at Trump Tower. He has one up there, too. But that was like... I think there was even a picture of him in it in Trump Tower. He's always done that. I can't imagine how he doesn't have skin cancer, truthfully.
I was going to say, that's really
Yeah,
good.
I don't know how you...
All right, the other thing is the president told reporters that he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. What about that?
That's not the first time he said that, though.
Why really? I didn't know that. I don't remember him saying that before.
He said if Obama had done all the stuff that he had done, he would have gotten like 12 Nobel Peace Prizes.
Really? Okay. All right. Good to know. Mr. Pence delivered a speech to a local GOP group on Michigan's Mackinac Island. Local residents weren't happy to see him leave. In his 8-vehicle motorcade, vehicles have been banned there since 1898 after carriage drivers complained the sound of the horseless carriage scared their horses. Some exceptions to that, emergency vehicles are always allowed. Construction vehicles can motor on the island. Motorized wheelchairs, should have put Pence in one of those, are permitted. But electric bikes and scooters, banned. No. Just like cars. Why, was he on a scooter? Was he on a
No,
bike
he was
or?
Just in a... No, it's just they just... Mackinac Motor Island train. Has just... Yeah, it's always been that way. So they mm-hmm. just... They,
was this his decision? So Pence may
know.
Be under
this
fire, but who
story.
Decided?
Yeah, see, this is a weird story because... Gerald Ford was there. He had grown up went to Boy Scout camp on Mackinac Island, so he knew the protocol and everything. But he, so apparently even at the time, the Secret Service tried to reason with the locals, maybe the mayor or whatever, and they just said no, there would be no motor cars. So the Secret Service had to ride on horse and buggy. But I don't know how they persuaded 8 cars for Pence. No idea. It just seems like it's, I don't know, if you know that that's the tradition and that's what the rules are, why wouldn't you just follow along with it or maybe just bring one car instead of 8? It just seemed excessive.
Well, all of this stuff, I think, whenever the president or vice president goes anywhere, I was in Baltimore for the motorcade a week ago Friday when Pence was there to speak to a bunch of governors. The streets were closed off. The police were everywhere. And Pence comes in, and 3 or 4 cars are with him in an ambulance. It's like these people are royalty. By the way, we saw Downton Abbey last night. Everything that you think ought to be in a Downton Abbey movie is there.
Right? It just totally delivers. If you're a fan, you feel very satisfied.
The next movie, it's set up Justin, what's his face? Fellows? What's the guy's name?
Julian Fellows.
Julian Fellows has set up the next one perfectly. There are at least four or five sub-stories, including, I'm betting right now, you want to take me on with this one?
Okay.
I'm betting the opening scene in the next Downton Abbey movie is a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
What do you
think? Know. I said that to Lewis on the way out of the theater. I was like, well, that's the Dowager's funeral is going to bring everybody back together.
I wasn't giving away who was going to be in the funeral. But
well, she's the only one who's like 109 in it, so.
Yeah. Well.
So I don't want to give anything away if anyone hasn't
you
said
just
anything.
Did.
But, no, I didn't say anything. She's so old. Maggie Smith didn't even want to do this movie because she said her character would have been so old that she just didn't think it was plausible. And then Julian Fellows said, I'll make a deal with you. I'll set the movie 1 year after the series ended. So it's 1927 when it starts, and the series ended in 1926. So that's the only reason she agreed to do the movie.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah. So she's out. She's gone. The love life of Tom. I thought the part of it where he saved the king. There's a subtlety
it's a good
to
twist.
It. Yeah. There's a subtlety to it. There's fun to it. There are three or four stories. You know, there's always been this sub story about, what's his face? The butler who's gay and what went on at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how that plays into it. It's just very clever. Very.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was very clever. Very well done. So, how did I get off onto that? Oh.
The Royals. The coverage from the Secret Service.
Yeah, right. See how
Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, they're over in Africa, and they, I think they have like a bodyguard or something. It's a very low-key trip.
Yeah, right, exactly. Speaking of England, bad boy Boris is at it. Again, kind of, he looks like a clown. The top court there is going to decide if Boring Boris broke the law when he suspended Parliament. So the same sorts of, is this all over the world? The same thing's going on in Israel, in England, the stuff in Canada that's going on, in France. Where is their peace? Even there after Putin, he's
pretty
a problem.
Good.
Huh? What, in comparison to the... Well, but there are people there that are trying to bump him off. Literally.
That's all the time.
Bump him, yeah. Well, maybe that's it.
Literally and figuratively, probably.
Yes, literally, yeah. Supreme Court, anyway, in England, scheduled to hand down a judgment today. They've heard 3 days of testimony on the issue. I noticed that there are a lot of American companies who are lining up to help Britain if, in fact, Brexit goes through. I just don't see it happening. I think that it'll somehow or other they're going to keep England in the European Union.
We'll know in a month.
Yeah, right. All right. So there's that. I know something right now that will help you right now. You got to take action, however, right now in order for it to help you. Power Swabs is the way in just 5 minutes for you to whiten your teeth. You want a bright white smile? You've been drinking a lot of coffee, a lot of tea. Maybe the red wine has taken its the shine, if you will, the glow off of your teeth and off of your grin. A lot of tooth whitening products are on the market. The whitening strips, they take 30, 40 minutes, and they don't really work that well. The trays and the gels are hard, often get to be messy on your gums. So, 5 minutes, the solution to a bright white smile, Power Swabs. That's it. 5 minutes without any strips, without trays, Power Swabs. Clinically proven with that patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten up your teeth, get rid of the stains. Then it's incremental. It does it all. Not the first time isn't going to do it, but you go through the process, snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile in 5 minutes. A lot of those stains start to go away. Continue the treatment, and your teeth will go back to their natural whiteness, caps, veneers, same thing. How do you get it? You call 800-208-1797 and tell them you're listening to the DJV program. Get it for half the retail price. Great deal. Only available by calling 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs. Beautiful teeth. Go together.
Thank you. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Something about this song, I used to do it every day. One of my favorite Bruce songs, so many hits. And this is an interesting character. There's a movie coming out, but actually, there are two, right, ladies? The Bruce Springsteen you see promoted, going to be out next month, called Western Sky. Which
Stars.
Looks like
yeah, Western stuff, Stars, that's the album. Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks like there's more to it than a lot of stories about him and where he is, telling the story of his life that you don't really get into. You listen and you watch him and you think he's a happy guy and he's got a great life. Well, he's like everybody else. Got our problems and working through them and that sort of thing. And I guess that's the subject matter of the album. Actually, Bruce Springsteen's never had a number one hit on the pop charts ever, which really surprises me when I look at that. When you look at the body of work, he hasn't sold as many records as Billy Joel. He's not as influential as Elvis or Chuck Berry, but he has 70 years under his belt. It was his birthday yesterday, in fact, turned 70. The most honored American rock star of all time, according to many, even though he hasn't had the same influence as the other people that I was just talking about. Over his five-decade career, Springsteen has won 20 Grammys, got an Oscar, two Golden Globes, a special Tony Award, and a Kennedy Center Honor, plus a lot of American Music Awards, MTV Video Music Awards, that sort of thing. And he's been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since 99. A couple of years ago, the president awarded him the Medal of Freedom. That's the highest civilian honor. So at any age when, you know, you think about... But he's 70, so a lot of these guys have quit by then, or some of them, you know, they die, frankly. He every night, pretty much, he's out on the road. Had a show in Philadelphia a couple of years ago when he was 66. He played 4 hours and 4 minutes.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Like, that's too much of any good thing,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it just seems...
That would be like a prison sentence for Jen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, my uncle and aunt travel all over the country to see Bruce Springsteen, so they'd probably love it. I mean, I guess if you're traveling 4 hours to go see somebody, then 4 hours on stage
right.
is good. But, yeah, I agree. Too much.
So, has he ever played in the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's... Yes, and that's one of the... When you look at all the like the music critics' lists, his is in the top 5%. His performance is always in the top 5 of like the best ones.
I remember him doing
time.
The Streets of Philadelphia. That was pretty... Wasn't that at the Super Bowl? That was pretty cool.
Don't remember, but maybe.
His songs have been covered by everybody from Patti Smith and the Pointer Sisters to Ed Sheeran and Vampire Weekend. What's Ed Sheeran covered for him, Kara, of his music song? You know which song?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Maybe he does stuff live. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen him do one in a live show, but he might have just done it at a different show, yeah.
He's been on stage with Chuck Berry, Roy Orbison, Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Sting. Eric Burdon, Bonnie Raitt, John Fogerty. That's just a few of the people. Congratulations to Bruce. I think I might go. I'm not like Roberta Fasanella, who used to be on this program, who's on for 20 years. She has been to hundreds of Bruce Springsteen concerts all around the world. Yeah, right. Yeah, hundreds of them. Interesting to see. His stories, though, really, you can't. I think his stories are fabulous. Also, in the musical news, I don't think we have time for this. I want to give some time to Bob Dylan, but we don't have as much time. He's got a big grand finale from his tour. Tickets on sale later this week. But I want to talk about him being on this PBS special on country music with Johnny Cash. So we'll save that. 28 after the hour now. This is the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of CNN says there was never an imminent threat to employees of the news network after the arrest of a soldier accused of a bombing plot that was targeting it. CNN President Jeff Zucker sending an email to employees saying they were never in any danger and that the company's security team actively monitors situations like that one on a daily basis. Army soldier Jarrett William Smith, accused of discussing a bomb attack against a major U.S. news network, and reports are that CNN was the target. After initially planning to skip it, President Trump did make a brief stop to a UN climate change summit yesterday.
We have the cleanest air, we have the cleanest water, cleaner than it's ever been before in our country, and I like clean air and I like clean water.
Then at another event, he described religious persecution as a wound on all humanity. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing, because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great. But some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit texassuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
First full day of spring for our South American listeners. First full day of fall for those of you who are in the States or in Canada, in Mexico, in Europe. Those of you listening in Russia this morning, you're having the first full day of fall. How do they celebrate fall?
They have snow.
Mayday. It's snow already. Yay!
It's
for snow. Yes, snowfall. Now, we're in the learning game here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn as an instructor. Victoria Keenan is also an instructor. Kara Schillen, an instructor. We all are here to balance life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is not something boring Boris is going to find today, because in the last few minutes, he's gotten it in the zut from the Supreme Court in England. Is the Supreme Court in England like ours? They have big fights about who's going to be appointed or how do people get appointed. Is it?
Everything over there is more exciting. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So what happened? Yeah, just in the last half an hour here.
Just in the nick of time.
All 11 UK Supreme Court judges have ruled that Boris Johnson illegally convinced the Queen to call a suspension to Parliament, and they said that what he did, his advice to the Queen, was, quote, unlawful, void, and has no effect. So now Parliament has to reconvene immediately, and now the next step is there are obviously lots of calls for Boris Johnson to resign as Prime Minister.
Yeah.
It's we're a month, just over a month out from Brexit. No one was really, very few people were supporting, even in his own party. He fired 21 of his own PMs 2 weeks ago because they voted against him because they didn't want to have a no-deal Brexit, meaning they didn't want to just crash out of the UN the UK. They didn't want to just crash out of the EU and then have no plan in place for Ireland, for any of the other borders, the trade deals. No one knew what was going to happen with that. Medical supplies, doctors testified saying that medical supplies, the flow of the supply chain for medicine would be affected by Brexit if there was no deal in place. Trade agreements are just non-existent. And furthermore, the biggest criticism really on Boris Johnson, even from people in his own party, he never told anybody what his plan was. He just kept saying, I have a plan, I have a plan. But he never actually told anyone what the plan was. So this has unraveled really kind of quickly for him. It remains to be seen if he will resign. The lawyer who was also a lawmaker, the one who actually brought this case to the Supreme Court, says that this is absolutely, his position is untenable, and he should have the guts to do the decent thing and resign. And in that case, if he does resign, then the other major party, the Labour Party, would then be in charge. Jeremy Corbyn would probably become Prime Minister. This could end up being a third election in 1 year.
He's no bright light either.
I think he's a little, he's more reasonable than Boris Johnson, but, you know, he's not the most popular guy either. So it really remains to be seen what's going to happen now.
Like
but
I said,
this unanimous decision, Brexit is really up in the air.
All over the world. It's chaos. Look at what's going on in Israel. The prime minister's seat is up in the air. Who really is going to be the next?
Well, that's very similar to Boris Johnson, because Boris Johnson has not secured enough seats or enough votes to have the majority in Parliament, and it's the same thing with Netanyahu. He has not secured a majority either. So.
And Benny Gantz, I was like, he sounds like that'll be a TV star. Benny Gantz, who is the former Defense Forces chief. I actually have met both these guys, and Israeli politicians are something else, man. And it's a blood sport in Israel. It's entertaining in England. In Israel, they go for the jugular. There's no messing around with them. These guys are tough as nails. And their wives are, too. If you ever, they are, this just, that's the psychology. These people, they're just tough. So the members of the Arab bloc, you know, you think of Israel as being all Jewish? No. Not all Jewish at all. There's an Arab.
Well, all the Arabs are going after the other, wanting to be with the other guys. They're
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yep. It's the first time since 1992 that an Arab political group has issued an endorsement for a prime minister. It's known as the Joint List. The bloc secured 13 seats during the second national election this year. They've openly expressed an interest in preventing Netanyahu from serving another term, as well as pushing a narrative that Israel's future has to include the Arab, the Palestinian Arab citizens, which has been, it's been a point of, kind of bone of contention for a long time. The leader of the Joint List said, "The only future for this country is a shared future. There's no shared future without the full and equal participation of Arab Palestinian citizens." So you'd think if that happened, that the tensions would go away. I would wonder if that would be the case. I don't know. I'll be in Israel over Christmas, so let's figure out.
You'll get an interesting perspective, I'm sure.
I will. Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway, so that's that story. The name Gantz, the only thing that comes to me when I think of Benny Gantz is a guy who's a bad guy in that movie with Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy. Do you remember that movie? It was 48 hours or something like that. He was out of jail.
I know of it, but I've never seen it.
And that's something about very remarkable about the bad guy whose name was Gantz. That's it. That's the whole story from Israel. So we got that taken care of. Today in America is National Voter Registration Day, which started back in 2012. It celebrates democracy in our country. And the goal is to make sure everybody, all of you, all of us, has the same opportunity to vote. Awareness is raised so that tens of thousands of people register to vote who may not reach out otherwise. Volunteers work on the ground and with technology and media to make sure this happens. A day endorsed by the National Association of Secretaries of State and State Election Directors, as long as it's clean. As long as people who get registered to vote really ought to be. There are a lot of folks in various parts of this country, I know it's hard to believe, but it's true, who don't know what the rules are, don't know how to register to vote. And these people are eligible to vote, whereas there are a lot of people who are voting who, in my estimation, are not eligible to vote, and that's where the concern comes in. Who gets registered to vote? Who actually can vote? And it becomes even more encumbering when you think about how the system, as it's been set up here recently, the last few years, with electronic voting is so easily corruptible, hacked. The whole system of voting seems to be in jeopardy here. And if it's a problem here, it's got to be a problem in other democracies where they use the same tools. This electronic voting crap and using computers and stuff instead of physically going in, filling out a ballot and putting it in a box so it can be counted, which is the only way, in my estimation, that's the only way to have a fair and square. There are two things that are necessary. Prove who you are and put your vote on a piece of paper that goes into a box. That's how to ensure safe elections. And it seems pretty simple to do. But with politics being the way it is in our country and elsewhere around the world, these things are becoming more and more difficult. Because someone will make an argument, well, people need to just come in and say who they are because otherwise they've been disenfranchised and people have been trying to keep some people from voting. You know what nonsensical bull crap that is? How difficult is it for you to prove who you are? You can say, well, Indians don't have driver's licenses or whatever it is. There's a way to do it. And if the government were really interested in having this situation straightened out, they'd take the lead and make sure that all the people who are qualified, who can prove that they're citizens, can vote.
Some government people do want to do that and are trying
like
to do
to
that.
And
others don't. They want voter suppression.
Yeah, well, I don't. I think this is an outrage, frankly. Speaking of outrage, Andre Emmett, basketball player, used to be pro, 37, shot and killed in Dallas. What's the motive? Nobody seems to know. He played 4 years at Texas Tech. And then he was drafted in the NBA in 2004, played with the Memphis Grizzlies, New Jersey Nets, and was in Ice Cube's three-on-three league. I wonder what happened with... Do they still have that big three thing going on?
Yeah, it's a summer thing.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually gotten bigger. I think next season it's going to be... I think they've added more teams and more sponsors and stuff. People love it. I don't really watch basketball, but I do enjoy watching that. It's a half-court three-on-three and a lot of different former pros. It's really fun. It's kind of like exhibition almost.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it appears that the big three now in a state of shock because this guy was an important player for them. He, according to somebody that is in the big three, said he was passionate about helping young people through his Dreams Really Exist Foundation. So one would wonder what is going on. Is this another one of those things?
This could be just a shakedown because people know he's a famous NBA player and, you know, and maybe two guys just tried to rob him.
I don't know. He was sitting in his car in front of his house and two guys came up with a gun. One of them showed the gun and he, I guess, tried to drive away, but he was shot before he was able to get away. And then somebody found him in front of his house and he died at the hospital. So, yeah, I don't know if that was intentional. It sounds like they probably knew who he was if they went up to his house and saw him sitting there. But, yeah, saddle around.
You'd wonder why he was sitting in a car in front of his own house.
He might have just been texting. I mean, I sit in my car, you know.
I do, I find myself that.
I mean,
you
could have just been doing an email.
I do it, too.
I do that, too. Yeah.
All of us do.
We all seem to do that.
I don't think that's the weird part of the story.
No, it isn't, I guess. Shaquille O'Neal, speaking of basketball players, one vote short of being named an MVP in 1999, unanimous. He was one vote away when he was with the Lakers. And apparently, he's still ticked off about it. He had 121 of 122 possible votes, highest percentage of any MVP in league history. Fred Hickman.
I think Shaq is the best worst player because he didn't get a lot of respect, but yet he was a really great player. But because of his free throw, there was a lot of people that would criticize him for stuff like that. I don't know. He's a complicated one because in some ways he was amazing, and then in other ways he would get taken apart by people.
Tiger Woods' ex-wife having a baby with her boyfriend who used to play. Is he in the NFL now? Who is the guy who's the... Everybody know what the story is here with his... Well, I'm just trying to...
No.
Her name is Ellen...
I have no idea. Yeah. Elin Nordegren or something
Elin,
like that was her name.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think many people are keeping up with Tiger Woods' ex-wife.
After she took a 9-iron to his face, I don't think anyone really thought much
that's
more.
That's when she got interesting for me, actually.
Yeah, okay.
After that, it was the divorce, and then I think she got $100 million from him or something like that.
Yeah, she had plenty. She was plenty well taken care of. Did she deserve it? Is that the question? Sometimes people, she didn't deserve it. Well, who knows what went on behind the scenes? Those things. It's always.
I think we know a lot of what went on behind Tiger's scenes, and it was not good.
No.
So, yeah.
Jennifer, what's good on television tonight? The only thing I watched last night was a little bit more of the country thing. Some fascinating information about Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. I'll tell you. If you haven't seen any of this, all of you deserve a few.
We just downloaded
Americana.
The PBS app, so maybe we'll be able to watch it through that.
Yeah, you have to catch up. All right, so what's on, Jen?
Premiere week continues for most of the networks. ABC has the premiere of The Conners. They're back for season 2 at 8 o'clock, followed by the second season of Lake Bell and Dax Shepard's show, Bless This Mess. Then it's followed by a brand new show, which is a spinoff of Black-ish. This one is called Mixed-ish, which is a spinoff focused on Tracy Ellis Ross's character's experience growing up in a mixed-race family in the 1980s. Then you get a new episode of Black-ish, which is back, and then Emergence on ABC looks pretty good. That's at 10 o'clock. That's a mystery series involving a police officer who discovers a child with amnesia at the site of an accident. That's at 10 o'clock on ABC. NCIS, FBI Season 2, and NCIS New Orleans are all back tonight on CBS. Fox has the Season 3 premiere of The Resident at 8, followed by the Season 6 premiere of Empire Without Jussie Smollett. And on NBC, you've got The Voice. Auditions continue at 8 o'clock, followed by the Season 4 premiere, if you can believe it already, of This Is Us. That's at 9.
Wow.
And then season 2 of New Amsterdam at 10 o'clock.
That's a good show, and the FBI is a good show. I'm going to check those out. Speaking of things that are good, this is the best, not just good, but the best way for you to support if you may be pre-diabetic or you are type 2 diabetic or you know somebody who is. Tell them about Curalin. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Go or send them to the website, curalin.net. Send them there and get the support that you need to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. This is really a fabulous product. Natural support, curalin.net. For a limited time, $20 off the first bottle of Curalin. Go to curalin.net, use the coupon code DJV, and save $20. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Curalin.net. It's 10 before the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here on the Tuesday DJB program with a focus on technology. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Apple says they're going to make everything in the U.S. Not so fast, because, I mean, make it.
Well, not everything, no. Right. Like far cars. From everything.
Yeah. Cars are assembled in America. Planes are assembled in America. Most things, washing machines, dryers, are assembled in America, but the stuff that makes them work comes from all over the world now. That's the way it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so Apple has made this announcement. It's a bit unclear, but they are obviously looking for some good PR here. They said that the new Mac Pros will be made in Austin, Texas, which is where their company headquarters is. And they said that building the computer in the U.S. is possible thanks to they recently received a tariff exemption on certain necessary components, and they said production will begin soon. This was a bit of a surprise announcement from Apple. When the new generation Mac Pro was announced, Apple didn't mention where it would be assembled, and despite having made a big deal about how the last generation would be built in the U.S., so they've gone back and forth. Tim Cook has gone back and forth with Trump, and so Trump has said back in July or June, he tweeted, make them in the USA, and then you won't have any tariffs. He since has deleted that tweet. Probably because he's not really supposed to be tweeting about policy, but, you know, whatever, he doesn't follow the rules. So he took that tweet down, and we're not really sure who granted this reprieve for Apple, and I'm sure there are other companies like Samsung that are lining up to get the same deal. So they're going to have an exemption of 25% on computer parts, and this is all, of course, because of the escalating trade war with China.
Apple says the new Mac Pro, which is supposed to launch later this fall, will be now, quote-unquote, manufactured in the Austin facilities. In the past, they've used the phrase assembled in the USA, like you were saying, Doug, and that's essentially how they were letting everyone know, look, we can't have all the parts made here because we don't make them here. They're all made in China and then shipped over. Now, Apple doesn't clarify what's actually going to happen in terms of the labeling of this. It does say, though, that the value of American-made components in the new machines has increased 2.5 times. So right. Their cost has definitely gone up by using these American parts. So I guess they figured if they don't have a 25% tariff, but it costs them 2.5 times more, I guess they're weighing those options. So we're not sure exactly if these new Mac Pros will only be delivered in the U.S. or if they will also be available internationally, which could subject them to tariffs on the other end. But Apple at one point says that some of the computers, American-manufactured components, are for distribution for U.S. customers only. So it might be part of a deal that was worked out with the government. But Trump has not tweeted about this, and he hasn't mentioned it, so it's really unclear where this deal came from.
Mm. All right, well, time will tell, my dear. Today, you can get old-school Polaroid pictures now. Ha! From your smartphone. Let's see how that works.
The Geek Out.
Depending on your age, the Polaroid is either a forgotten relic of photography or a beloved format where the photo you just took appears slowly on a plasticky piece of paper and then you stick it on your fridge. Today, everybody takes pics on their smartphone every day, but almost nobody actually prints any of them. The Polaroid Lab has found a new middle ground, the Instant Lab Printer, which allows you to place your smartphone with the pic of your choice on the device and it'll scan and convert it into an actual Polaroid print. Just like the old days, it spits out the print, you shake it a little bit, and then the picture slowly reveals itself, and then you stick it on the fridge. The Polaroid Instant Lab goes on sale in October for $130, and we posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up, Yahoo! Yahoo! All right, what are they doing? They're kind of old school, aren't they now?
Oh, they're very old school, and they're trying to be relevant again. So what did they do? They got themselves a new logo. That's literally, that's it. They got a new logo. You might notice it. Maybe you won't. But they're revamping their, they have an updated version of the Yahoo Mail app. Now, here's the problem with that. Apparently, they want all of us to just have amnesia and forget that all 3 billion of Yahoo Mail users were hacked in 2013. And that not only just hacked, but all of the data from the users' emails was actually being sold to advertisers as recently as just a year ago. So, good luck if you want to still use Yahoo Mail. I won't.
No. I don't use mine. Everybody used Gmail, I thought. At 59 past the hour on the D.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.